King, but Apologetics with an X is in your ears for another week, and we thank you for listening. This is Jerry Q, the DJ, along with that man and his band that keeps cranking them out, Jay, the lead singer and lyricist from Apologetics. Jay, you guys never cease to amaze me. I've been a DJ for 51 years. I know the original songs, and your recreation through parody makes me smile every time.
Thanks, Jerry. You never cease to amaze me. 51 years as a DJ. That's incredible. That's, you know, I used to pretend to be a DJ when I was a kid. We had our radio station. We called it 34 Zip. I don't know how we thought that 34 would be something on a radio dial. So we would play our records and record ourselves and do stuff. So you're living the dream, Jerry, and we appreciate you allowing us to be a part of your dream.
Thank you.
Thank you. We started out with two new songs today from our brand new single. One is a song by Spirit from 1969 called "I Got a Line on You." I used to sing this in a bar band right before I got saved, and it's called Isaiah 9:1-2, which talks about, you know, the people in darkness have seen a great light, and, you know, about the Messiah would be near Galilee of the Gentiles, and that's fulfilled in Matthew chapter 4 when Jesus moves to the Galilee area and preaches there. So it's pretty neat. Then we have a song called "Sermon and a Love Song," another brand new one. That's my nephew, Nick King, playing the flute on that one. He played on our Jethro Tull Locomotive Breath parody, "Broke a Loaf of Bread," last year, and he's back. And Tom Milnes is playing guitars here. And anyway, it's the old Marshall Tucker Band song, "Heard It in a Love Song," and it's about the Song of Solomon. And I'm kind of excited that we finally got a parody written about the Song of Solomon. A few months ago, we did one about the Book of Ecclesiastes. So I'd love to have a song about every single book. We have songs that reference every book, but I'd love to have one specifically about every book. Although it might be hard getting people to listen to a song about Second Chronicles. I don't know, or First Chronicles, but I still would like to do it. But we have some songs coming up in the next set by Queen originally. This is a parody of I'm getting our title. It's called "We Are the Champions," or it's called "We're More Than Champions." That should be proof to you guys out there who say, boy, do you have trouble? You know, do you ever find yourself saying the old lyrics? Actually, by the time you're done working on the lyrics for a song and singing it, it's very hard to get the new lyrics out of your head. It's the power of parody. It deals with Romans in chapter 8, near the end of chapter 8, when it says, you know, that we are more than overcomers through him who loved us. You know, we are more than champions. After that, we have another Queen song. We got a double shot, I think is what they call that in radio biz, right, Jerry?
Oh, you got it. Yeah,
that's right. And double shot power. This is "Crazy Little King God Loves," and it's a parody of "Crazy Little Thing Called Love." And after that, we have a song called "Every Step to Take." It's "Every Breath You Take" by the Police. Number one for 8 weeks in the summer of 1983. I was a huge Police fan, and I was very excited when the Synchronicity album came out. I'd seen them on the Ghost in the Machine tour a year earlier. So, and there's another great song from the summer of 1984, even though it's called "Summer of 69" by Bryan Adams. Ours is called "969," and it deals with not just Methuselah, the oldest man in the Bible, but also the fact that no matter how old you get to be, there's a certain thing in life called death. Taxes may not be certain. may not be certain that some people are going to pay them, but everybody's going to pay the piper and going to die someday. Unless your name is Elijah or Enoch, or if, you know, if the Lord comes and takes us before everything, then okay. But the fact is if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The Bible says that three times in the book of Hebrews, and it says in the Old Testament too. So remember that. If today you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
I'm made like you. I'm not sublime. I've done my repentance for some miserable crimes and bad mistakes. I make them too. We're more than champions. the same misfortune in everything I'm going through. Haven't we all? But if in his death he rose up, he'll raise us too. I consider them the challenges we know that all humans face. But I'm telling you, we're more than champions, my friend. Just read Romans 8 until the end. We've got redemption, stronger than Samson. No one can move us, or seize our ascension. From where are the champions, my friends? Just read Romans 8 until the end. All we've got redemption, stronger than Samson. No one can move us or seize our ascension. Started to drool real fast, and he put on an act. He's a madman. They cried, take him outside, call the men in white, come and get him.
They'll regret it.
The crazy little king got loose. got to learn a little history. Oldest man in Bible times. Name was called Methuselah. Was 969. We had some guys come close. Almost ran for 1,000 yards. Didn't quit till they got buried. Should've known the chance was too hard. When we look back now, the fellas in the list forever. And you just get annoyed. Yeah, cause you don't wanna believe it. Those guys were blessed with such long lives.
Apologetics with an X with Jay and Q. Jay, how might our friends connect with the band and find out all about your musical offerings?
Well, they can go first and foremost to the website, apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the kind man who's been announcing this said, apologetics with an X.com. You can also go to YouTube and view videos of many of the songs. Most of those were made by fans. That's great. You can listen to the songs for yourself and go to iTunes. They'll give you a minute and a half sample there, I think. You can get them there. You can go to Pandora, Spotify, Amazon MP3, Google Play, just about any place where you can get music. You can find Apologetics and just remember to spell the name right, like they say. And you can hear songs like this. This one we did back in 2000. It was a result of a misunderstanding. It's called I Want in That Place. It's a parody of I Want It That Way. Now, I Want in That Place deals with the fact that Jesus, you know, we look at heaven, we say, I want in that place. And Jesus is knocking on our heart, according to the Revelation. And he says, I want in that place. And it's kind of like that old commercial, TV commercial for Gnip Gnop, when they say, the thing is, while you're gnipping, he's gnopping. And in this thing, while you're knocking, he's knocking. And the reason I did this was I'd heard our heavy metal bass player, Keith Haney, say that he liked the song I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Now, he claims he never said that. He says that he said he hates all boy bands, but of all the songs that any boy band did, that was the one that was the most tolerable. And somehow I mistook that to be that he liked it. Anyway, we wrote it, and other people liked it, whether Keith did or not. And so that's what that song's about. And then we have Stupid World. It's a parody of Stupid Girl by Garbage. A little trivia for you there. 90s fans recognize as Garbage. The drum beat at the beginning is from a song by The Clash called Train in Vain, or commonly known as Stand By Me, which was their first top 40 hit. And their drummer gets a credit in the songwriting of the Garbage song because that drum beat is from that. Anyway, it's called Stupid World. The wisdom of this world is foolishness to God, and the wise things to God are foolishness to this world. And after that, we have Remember Lot's Wife. It's a parody of Collective Soul's song December. And that's a quote from Jesus when he talks about not looking back. He talks about that in the last days when things are happening, and not to look back as things are happening, just like Lot's wife looked back. But it works well in life, too. You come to Christ, better not to look back because you might get a little salty.
Like lived in Sodom's wonderland, the angels had to take Lot's hand. They told Lot, run far from this plain, you can't come here ever.
Apologetics with an X. Excuse me. Got to restart this from Daniel. Sorry. While I clear my throat. Apologetics with an X can be heard on fine radio stations around the world each week. If you'd like to hear the show again or you missed a show, no problem. Our flagship station is streaming it on demand at www.angel95fm.com.
Yeah, that's wonderful, man. We are just so delighted that you're listening, however you're listening right now. And we're honored to be on this show. We've been doing it for 2.5 years now, going on 3, and that's pretty amazing. The next song we're going to do is about the Transfiguration. That's when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain with him, and they actually fell asleep for a little bit. When they woke up, Jesus was talking to Moses and Elijah, and it was a pretty amazing thing. Then Peter sticks his foot in his mouth, tries to say something, and gets interrupted by God the Father. You know, this is my beloved son, listen to him. And anyway, it's a story that's not only in the Gospels. Peter references it in his epistles too. Anyway, our song's called Heavenly Hill. It's a parody of Beverly Hills by Weezer. After that, we have Corinthians. It's about 1 Corinthians 13. If you've ever been to a wedding, you've probably heard that chapter. It's a parody of In the End by Linkin Park. After that, we have Donkey Talked With Him from Numbers chapter 22 through 24, the story of Balaam. I think it's particularly in Numbers 22. But anyway, that is Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones, big number one hit in 1969. And after that, we have a medley of Sermon on the Mount, Jesus, Sermon on the Mount, / Temple Physician. And that's a parody of Venus by the Shocking Blue and Pinball Wizard by The Who.
Where I come from is a tall, flat place, a spot on the hill where the ski slope's at. My master went for a little walk with his friends, just a do-retreat. He didn't go with some big group. Three guys, James, John, and me. While we prayed, I saw the Son of God talking with the prophets. Heavenly hell, that's where I want to be.
Do you want to hear me?
Living on heavenly hill. Heavenly hill. Moses, Elijah, Jesus, and me.
Do you want to hear me?
Living on heavenly hill. Looking brighter than a star is close, so beautiful they gleam. Don't know how they scrubbed his wardrobe, but his face, it seemed to beam. I wonder if it looked like that whenever Jesus Christ is king. Maybe this ain't quite as cool, but it's the next best thing. Heavenly hell. Stand the suspense. There's someplace that I'm more into, and I guess it won't be long. No, it won't. I guess you know that deep down too. And I will always dream of that day when I will dwell in paradise. But till that starts, heavenly hell.
Revise this rhyme to explain to you guys. All I know, love is a a powerful thing. Watch a fly guys with a Benjamin sing. Watch the countdown that the MTV plays. I got ticked by the way. It's so unreal. Britney and Jennifer Lowe. Watch the wardrobe look like a window. Trying to hold on to itty bitty clothes you pasted them on. This is not true love. I guess everything's a hybrid. Breathing love and pride. Small jealous hearts. What it gets to be is essentially just a parody. Like this rhyme is a play. Things polite, doesn't like to fight, it denies itself while it tries. No harm, fire the faith and philosophy, acting like I was smarter than Socrates, and every language and tongue and prophecy, I could die and not go. If at the stake they burn me, or I could have given every dime to many more. Floods lack and threw me back then. Buddy Paul wrote that to Corinth.
You tried so hard.
Apologetics with an X. We'll be here next week at this time or on demand at your leisure. www.angel95fm.com.
We got one last song for you this week. This song was a number three hit in 1967 for the Monkees. It's originally called Pleasant Valley Sunday. Ours is called Armageddon Valley Someday. And if you listen closely, you'll hear drums played by Weird Al Yankovic's drummer, John Bermuda Schwartz.
The global clock moves down to zero while the arm is marching along. They surround the Israel's weakened sides and just stay about to throw their bombs.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.